A big day today at the trial of former WorldCom chief executive Bernard Ebbers. Jurors heard from one of the company's top accountants. David Myers was WorldCom's controller when the company started manipulating its books to make things look better, much better, than they really were. WorldCom eventually collapsed in what prosecutors call a massive fraud that cost investors billions of dollars. NPR's Jim Zaroli is following the trial, and he's with us now. Jim, tell us more about David Myers and his role in the company.
Well, David Myers was the company's WorldCom's controller between 1995 and 2002, so he was responsible for managing the general ledger and also issuing the company's financial statements, which are, you know, investors rely on when they make decisions about buying or selling stocks. He said basically from the time he got there, he was asked to manipulate earnings. At first, it was in small ways, but by the time the fraud came out and Myers was arrested in 2002, the manipulations had just gotten enormous. He said at one point he had to cover up $800 million in expenses. The company was always moving money around from one place to another. Then after that, they would grow worried that the discrepancies from one quarter to another would attract the attention of the auditors, so they'd massage them some more. There was no reason for this, he said, other than to mislead investors, and he knew it was wrong.
So did David Myers ever say anything, complain to his superiors about what was going on?
Yes, he says he did express reservations to Scott Sullivan, the chief financial officer. He also says at one point two other accounting executives, Betty Vinson and Troy Norman, were so upset about what was happening that they threatened to quit. And Sullivan brought them into his office, had a meeting, basically urged them not to. He said, you know, this company is like an aircraft carrier and there are planes buzzing around us trying to attack. And he said, you just have to stay until the planes have gone away and everyone is out of danger. Presumably, he's in this metaphor. The planes are regulators who are beginning to look into the company. Sullivan assured them this wouldn't happen again, but it did.
Myers was on the witness stand today, but it's actually the company's CEO, Bernard Ebbers, who's actually on trial. Did Myers say anything that implicated Ebbers in fraud?
Well, here's what he said. Myers worked for Scott Sullivan, so he didn't have a lot of day-to-day contact with Ebbers. Ebbers wasn't usually included in the meetings when they discussed financial matters, but he said after this incident when the two executives threatened to quit, he ran into Ebbers and Ebbers apologized to him. He said, I know you guys aren't comfortable with what we've asked you to do, and I give you my word this won't happen again. He said another time he was meeting with Sullivan, and Ebbers walked in and asked them what they're doing, and Sullivan said, we're talking about next year's revenues. And according to Myers, Ebbers said, well, we have to get up to 15% revenue growth next year, or Wall Street won't look at us as a growth stock. And Sullivan reportedly said, well, I don't know if we can. We're already stretched to the limit. And Myers said Ebbers again insisted they had to reach that threshold.
How do prosecutors plan to connect all the dots here and tie Ebbers directly to the fraud that took place at WorldCom?
Well, for one thing, several other WorldCom executives have pleaded guilty, like Myers, and are going to testify. They include Scott Sullivan, who, unlike all the others, actually had regular conversations with Ebbers. So he, more than anyone else, is in a position to say what Ebbers knew and when. The defense has already made clear it's going to give him a rough time. They're saying he really was the one who carried out these frauds, and Ebbers didn't really know what was going on. They say he wasn't an accountant. He was a phys ed major in college. He didn't know anything about finances, and he deferred all these decisions to Sullivan. So when Sullivan testifies, he's likely to have a going over when he gets on the stand.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York.